The World Health Organization says tuberculosis, or TB, is the greatest killer in the world, second only to AIDS. In 2013, 1.5 million people died of the 9 million who fell ill with TB, mostly in low- and middle-income countries such as Uganda. Those who recover often continue to suffer from a chronic cough that makes it increasingly harder to breathe, says Dr. Wenceslaus Katagira from Kampala's Mulago Hospital.
After TB is treated, the destruction of the lungs doesn't reverse, so it stays, and when it stays, that will heal by scar formations. And among the so many things that will cause a chronic lung disease is the scar tissue that remains in the lungs.
Aggravating the situation are open fires many families use for cooking, kerosene lighting, and tobacco smoke, which all release microscopic particles that contribute to chronic bronchitis and emphysema for recovering TB patients. Their condition worsens to the point where they become unable to work. A pulmonary rehabilitation program established at Mulago Hospital showed that patients' health substantially improves when they attend exercise classes and improve their nutrition.
They come back 12 weeks after, they've put on weight, they're all light, they have very bright smiles, and they can do all these things yet again. They are telling you, well, now I can look after my grandchildren.
Patient Naki Goasia says she feels much better than before.
I was too weak when I used medicine, doesn't work. When I started exercises, I started getting that energy. But that time when I came, I was still too sick when I got blood, much blood.
Study leader Dr. Rupert Jones from the Peninsular School of Medicine and Dentistry says the results gathered in Uganda may benefit other countries with large numbers of TB patients.
We're going to be producing manuals, and hopefully, if we get the ongoing funding, we're going to be taking this out across East Africa and to other countries across Europe and the Far East as well.
After the initial study at Mulago Hospital, the group plans to start a larger program in May. George Puttich, VOA News, Washington.